Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. It's Thursday. It's the Daily Tip, and in a few minutes, we'll get to our Survivor picks for this week in the NFL. All right, Jenks, I'm not going to lie. It's only been a few days, but I'm already thinking to myself, is baseball season over? Like, did the World Series get canceled? Why is there such a long layoff? Like, where is baseball? Yeah. I feel like they had all of this momentum coming off of Game 7 and, like, the heroics from Shohei Ohtani, and now we're just sitting on our hands. And I understand it's tomorrow, but, like, it's been a long week without baseball. What are they doing? I feel like we could have done with a shorter layoff.
Yes, I agree. Doesn't the NBA do this, too, during the summer? It's the worst. D-Day's shaking his head, like, yes, it takes forever. But baseball, well, I don't want to say they can't afford to do it. I just feel like baseball, I mean, they're
poor
fine.
Shohei. He's going to take a Southwest flight.
What's he going to do? What is Shohei going to do now? I don't know. Poor guy. But, you know, baseball is always, I feel like, trying to capture our attention, particularly in the middle of the NFL season, because this is such a football-focused country, but baseball used to be the sport. Now it's the NFL. And so baseball had such an incredible moment with Shohei and the Mariners and Blue Jays was so good. It was such a great series. So, like, let's keep it going. And then there's just this, you forgot for a second. Like, oh, yeah, there's still the World Series. So I wish they would switch that up.
Yeah, they need to listen to us more because I will give the NBA one thing. Is that it does feel like the NBA actually listens to their fans. And they switch up things all the time to the point they're like, oh, you guys want more jersey combinations? We're going to have 17 different uniforms for this team, and none of them are going to be the team colors. But baseball, it just feels like Rob Manfred's like, maybe we'll change some things. Okay, here you go. Here's pitch clock. All right, run along your way. That's all we're changing this year. And you know my other complaint about the World Series, that we no longer have steal a base, steal a taco from Taco Bell.
Oh.
Like, Taco Bell is doing all of these commercials. Like, they have tried to, like, make the foray into chicken. They're like, we're a chicken place and a taco place. Nobody wants that. We just want free tacos during the World Series.
Well, I agree. It's the simple pleasures.
You better.
Yeah. It's like, don't you go against me getting free tacos. Nah. We need to tighten it up. No, I agree. Like, why? That's one of the simple things about sports that make it great. Like, little things like that where you don't even have to be a sports fan. You're like, yeah, I'll get behind the free tacos for sure.
Right. And, like, how much can a single taco cost? 22 cents?
Yes. Correct. It's nothing.
Like, there's no way it costs
dirt
more
cheap
than 30 cents.
No.
Wait, like, have you seen that meat?
It's like a nickel.
Meat.
You know what I mean? It's not even meat. It's just like you wrap it in a tortilla and you're like, it's delicious. You can put anything in a taco and it's good. You throw enough cheese or guac or anything on it, salsa, and it's delicious. So you can make those things dirt cheap and they're still great.
They don't even melt the cheese, and I still come back for more. They're like, here's some, like, lettuce that's not even green. It's, like, white. We're going to put some cheese on top, but we're not going to melt it. And this is going to take 22 minutes to create your order. And you know what? I still come back to Taco Bell.
I will crush some Taco Bell. And when I get Taco Bell, I get it for the day. God, that's making me want Taco Bell. Maybe I'll get it today. I'll get it, and then I'll get enough to last me, like, another day or two.
Chelsea, do they have the Taco Bell cantinas in your part of the world?
No, that's way too fancy. We have the cantina menu where it's like the fancy tacos. But I think the cantina is what you're talking about. Don't those serve alcohol?
They be serving that drink.
And it's not just Baja Blast, which I will say is, I think when it comes to power ranking, like the unique drinks of like fast food restaurants, and not many of them have them, that has to be number one. Baja Blast is amazing.
I don't think I've ever had Baja Blast. I know that's blasphemy.
What?
It just seems too, I don't know, it seems kind of crazy to me.
You haven't lived.
That's too much for this old guy. I got to keep with the basics. But I've heard that, I've heard that narrative before. Baja Blast
that
is...
narrative.
Well, just go to one of the cantinas around here, Jenks, and get tequila in it, and then you'll be good to go.
I will be good to go. That's a good idea. Why not? Yeah. Got nothing to lose.
And this segment should be sponsored by Taco Bell. And I do think it's funny we're going to our Survivor picks next, because sometimes that's how it feels after a night of Taco Bell. So let's get to our favorite plays outright in the NFL this week.
Two men injured, one man leads.
There can be only one.
Who will survive?
Who will survive? Who needs the sounder? I can do that. All right, Jenks, who's going to win outright in the NFL this week? I know that you need to go try Baja Blast, but before you do, let's get a Survivor pick. Who you got this week?
Well, I'm taking... Whatever. Like, it's our Commanders. I say our D-Day's here. I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm not trying to be too defeatist here, but this line has gone from 8.5 to 12.5. It's moved 4 points because now Marcus Mariota is going to play on Monday night. Commanders are kind of a mess right now. I love them, but...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
This is the Chiefs all the way.
Ah, that was sad. Like, I feel like we need to, like, insert a picture of, like, a puppy, like,
give
eating
me a
peanut
Baja
butter
Blast.
Or something.
Yeah.
God, just killed the vibes. But I get it. And here's the thing. If the Chiefs had more wins on this season, I would say, hey, sometimes the Chiefs sandbag, but it feels like they're at a juncture in their season where they still need to win games. So I think that they will be up and ready for this game, and they will not be playing around when it comes to that game against the Commanders. So I would have used the Chiefs this week, but I used them last week. So I have to go to another huge favorite. So the biggest line of the week, the Colts 14-point favorites over my Tennessee Titans. And listen, I'm not going to be sad about it because, like, I understand you had high hopes for your Commanders. I didn't have high hopes for the Titans. Titans are terrible. We fired our head coach. Cam Ward is decent, but he has no pieces around him. Offensive line is trash. So you take the Colts, who have the best scoring margin in the entire NFL, and they're playing the Titans, who are one of the worst teams in the NFL. It feels like very simple math. Sometimes I'm not a huge fan of taking divisional rivals, but like this doesn't feel like a rivalry. So I'm going to go with the Colts. All right, David, you are next. Good, sir. And I like this pick. This is in my teaser. What's your pick this week?
I'm going to homer all over it and take the Atlanta Falcons over the Miami Dolphins. You have a head coach in Miami basically just putting down his starting quarterback. I would not be surprised if you see Quinn Ewers by the second half in this game. Atlanta's defense is extremely solid. I wouldn't be surprised if they have 2 to 3 picks by halftime. Yeah. So I'm taking Atlanta, and I think Bijan Robinson might have another one of those 200 yards from scrimmage kind of games as well.
We were watching, I think it was the highlights of Quinn Ewers. Me and Jake were sitting on the couch. We're like, oh, Quinn Ewers is playing. Sometimes he kind of throws rainbows, though. And what do you know? He threw a rainbow, and they showed him throwing an interception. Don't have great faith in the Dolphins. All right, Dylan, you're next. Who are you playing this week?
Yeah, I'm going with my Pats over the Browns. I think it's kind of funny. We're all either betting for or against our teams this week. It's all kind of homer-based, but again, I think at home, the Patriots are rolling right now. The Browns are one of the worst teams in the league. I think Vrabel can, you know, muster up something defensively. He was involved with the Browns last year, so I'm not, I don't think that's too much worth that much, but I do think the Patriots right now, the way Drake May is playing, are going to just destroy the Browns.
Yeah, it feels like if any indication is what you've seen from like the quarterbacks this year, Drake May, Dylan Gabriel, these are not the same. All right, Denton, I'm afraid that the vibes are going to be tanking after this one as well because you're a big Commanders fan, so I knew it took a lot for you to go against them.
So I'm going to take the Chiefs over the Commanders. Marcus Mariota, as Jinx mentioned, is starting at quarterback, not Jaden Daniels. We have no idea who's going to be playing wide receiver as of this current moment. And oh, by the way, the Chiefs just happened to absolutely dominate the Las Vegas Raiders to the point where they might have had a running clock at some point in the game. I don't really know. It got over so quick. So I don't really have a lot of faith in the Commanders. Their defense sucks. End of point there. They're just not very good. They can't stop anybody. Travis Kelce might go crazy. So I bet some Travis Kelce props. And really, I'm just trying to happiness hedge a little bit here. So I'm going to keep dunking on my team. It would be a real shame if they pull off an upset. You know what I mean? It'd be a shame. But the likelihood of that happening is very slim. So I'm gonna take the Chiefs.
Ah, I know. That's basically what I'm doing with the Titans. But like, if they win this game, which this season is meaningless for the Titans. If they win the one time I fade them in Survivor, I'm going to be mad. And listen, like, there's no point for the Titans to go, like, I don't know, like, 2-15. So, like, let's just aim for the bottom. Let's just try to get another number one overall pick. But, Jenks, I did want you to clarify this a little bit because Den kind of led onto this as well.
Yeah.
Is that I think casual fans see the Commanders are like, oh, well, Jaden Daniels is hurt. Like, what do you expect? But I feel like the Commanders have had some, you know, problems under the surface brewing for quite a while now. It's not just Jaden Daniels.
No, it's not. Well, number one is injuries, right? They've been really decimated, particularly at receiver. They're getting a little bit healthier, but they've never had their three starters on the field from the jump. But defense is the real problem for the Commanders right now. So they don't have good eye discipline. Guys are banged up, but they're allowing the explosive play. They don't really do anything well on defense, is what I'm trying to say here. Like, I'm trying to be diplomatic about it, but it doesn't matter whether it's stopping the run. It doesn't matter if it's late in games. It doesn't matter if it's stopping the pass. Like, They're just kind of broken on defense, which is why I think we could maybe see some new guys. There might be some changes schematically. I don't know what's going to take place, but when Dan Quinn is saying, I don't have the answer, we're going to look at everything, that tells you some big problems.
Did you say eye discipline?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Yes.
Is that like the distracted boyfriend meme?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Coaches use it all the time.
Ah, yes. All right, coming up next, we get into Thursday Night Football, our best bets for Vikings and Chargers. It's after the break here on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.